Hey y'all, it's Mama Susie coming at ya. Hope you're doing well. I'm doing pretty good this week. It's Monday, just sitting around having a cup of coffee. Made my list of things I needed to do today. The dishes, laundry, got a few loads of that to do. I worked out for about a half an hour. I'm gonna work out later. Just doing some aerobics and some stretching and kind of yoga-esque, not yoga, but stretching and stuff, and just trying to turn it around and feel better and eating well. I ate good this weekend and I'm feeling really good. So, I want to let you know what I'm eating for my diet. Basically, it's like a low carb, high fat, not really keto. That's a little bit too strict for me. I need at least 4 or 5 things of protein because I'm not getting enough protein and I need more greens to eat. I need like more green vegetables, spinach, lettuce, broccoli, things like that. I need things that are really gonna help my body feel good. So that's what I'm working on this week, and I've been doing a challenge. So I'm on my 12th day of exercising and I lost a few pounds. I'm doing well. I'm getting up earlier, going to bed earlier, just kind of all around feeling a lot better. And I'm thinking to myself, if I can do this in 12 days, because it's like a 14-day challenge, I'm going to try to do it another 14 days and see how I feel. If that, gives you more stamina, makes you feel better. I know my skin, it's glowy. It's really nice. And I've also been like taking collagen supplements for my skin. And that seems like it's helping, because if you're diabetic, a lot of times you get really dry skin. And you're getting older or anything like that, you want to prevent wrinkles, or you want to age, you want to take your age back a few years, You don't want to accelerate it. You want to kind of stop it where it's at or make yourself look a little bit younger. There's all kinds of things you can do for that, but I think collagen is like one of the, they have studied, their science behind it, and I just see a big change in my skin. I also use Neutrogena Hydrogel. It's like a boosting gel. When I get out of the shower, it's a little blue bottle, and they sell it on Amazon and, different various drugstores and stuff. I'm sure you can find it anywhere, and it just seems like it really helps with drying of the skin. So if you have PCOS, diabetes, or anything, and you are looking for something, obviously don't put it near your eyes because it probably would burn, but just like on your forehead, by your nose, any of the little dry patchy areas, even your elbows and things like that. I also want to recommend, there's a brand for dry, dry hands, for moisturizing your hands, called the Naked Bee. And it's, Orange Blossom Honey is the scent. Now, normally I don't like scented stuff because it can be drying and cause more issues, but every once in a while it will, if I use it, it seems like it's helping. It has honey in it and a lot of all natural things in it, so you'll have to check that out too. Also, aloe vera, sunflower oil. Hyaluronic acid, spirulina, which is concentrated nutrients that condition and detoxify your body. So it's pH balance, hypoallergenic and non-comedogenic, which it promotes not breaking you out. If you get, ever break out or get acne, or you're kind of avoiding that situation. But I figured I'd tell you guys about that and my diet and how I'm doing. So I'm just pushing really hard and not giving up. I haven't had a flare-up from my HS for a, you know, a little bit of time. You know, it's gone away, and it seems like it's okay for a little bit. I haven't had any issues for at least a week and a half. So I've been making those turmeric bombs, and I've also made, like, it's called golden milk. I've told you guys about it before, and I put turmeric and pepper and a lot of different things that I eat. It helps the body big time. So, you know, that's what I've been doing if you're trying to prevent those things from forming, and just kind of turn your health around. Been drinking green tea, just sticking to 2 cups of coffee a day, because sometimes I put that in just a little bit of stevia and I'm just bouncing around my house. And you know, like I've told you guys before, I make a little list of things I want to do that day. And I mean, I know me, like, I'll start doing something on my list, and then I, you know, if I get in my room, I start cleaning this and that and the other thing, and I'm like, oh, this is cool, I haven't seen this in, you know, a couple weeks, a month, you know, 6 months, a year, or whatever. And you know, we all do that kind of crazy stuff, you know. So, you know, I'm looking around, I find all this stuff I haven't found before, so I'm just, you know, like, okay, so I'm getting distracted to do other things, and then I've got to, you know, do laundry and dishes, and, you know, take the animal outside, you know, gotta take the dog outside to go potty, gotta feed the fish, gotta, you know, feed my animals, I gotta just do all kinds of things, you know, normal things, mom things, people things you gotta do every single day. Sweep, mop, all kinds of stuff like that, you know, do that once a week. Vacuum, I usually vacuum like twice a week, so it seems like if I have a little bit less coffee and sugar, I'm a little bit more like chill, but I feel more focused. So that's an awesome thing. I've been reading more from my Bible, and I've been doing devotions and things like that. I do have a Bible app on my phone that you can get a verse a day and 2 devotions a day, like in the morning and the evening, and then it has prayers. So let me see what just says Holy Bible, and then it has a cross, and it's King James edition. So that's the one I use, and it has little brown, it's like brown, little brown Bible kind of looks like. So if you're looking for a Bible app, that's a really good app to, you know, put on your phone if you don't always want to lug around a Bible, which I'm the kind of person that like both. You know, I'm the kind of person where I love books anyways, and sometimes you don't always, you know, can put a book in your purse. Sometimes you gotta read stuff on your phone and stuff like that. I mean, this is a whole new world, you know, so I mean, it's okay if you want to put the book in your purse or not, or take it with you, whatever is good and feasible for you, go for it. It just, I think it's cool that we can do that, you know. I've got a Kindle and stuff like that, so I can, you know, look up different recipe books and different, you know, things that I'm interested and all that. So I think it's really cool that we can do those things and, you know, learn all kinds of information and stuff like that. Sorry, had to do some stuff. My son called me, so I had to see what he needed. So yeah, it's just, that's what I've been up to, and trying to take care of myself and feel better, because I've got to turn this around. I'm getting older, and I see, like, friends who have diabetes and PCOS, and they've gotten so bad, and they just, I guess they've just kind of given up, and I'm not a person to give up. I keep pushing hard, and oh, my little puppy's getting some water. Did she get some water? Good boy. I'm gonna get you more food. You need more food. Good boy. That's a good boy drinking all that water. That's another thing I've been doing too, drinking more water and not drinking soda and fruit juices and stuff like that. That's gonna, I don't know, make my sugar higher and make me feel gross and I don't know. I gotta turn it around. So that's what I'm gonna do. Gotta make the best out of this situation, huh, guys? Yep. Go, buddy, have something to eat. There we go. Okay, mama's gotta finish. Okay, good boy. Good job. All right, go sit down on the couch. Good job. Okay, now that I'm done running around like a chicken with my head caught off, I can finish my podcast, guys. So I've been wondering if you guys have been checking your sugar and going by your meter and seeing how, you know, your sugar is doing. You know, let me know how you're doing and how you're feeling. You can leave a message, a voicemail, you know, and let me know. A lot of people leave me voicemails and stuff. That's fine. As long as it has to do, you know, pertaining to the podcast, that's fine. I'm trying to put a little blanket on myself here. So, yeah, I wonder how you guys' sugar is doing. Mine's starting to go down. Now that I'm eating, you know, well and sleeping and just exercising and taking care of myself better. So reach out and leave me a message if you'd like and let me know how you're doing. And all those who leave me messages of thanks and appreciation and everything, I appreciate you and I love you guys. And I get inspired by you guys. You may get some inspiration from me. And, you know, maybe a good laugh once in a while when I'm doing something torquey or whatever, or did something, you know, because it's bound to happen. It's me. But, yeah, you know, if I can inspire you, that's awesome. I appreciate you, but you are also inspiring me. So, you know, really try your best. Try to go to bed at a decent hour. Try to, you know, eat good food. And exercise. And I know it's hard to sleep when you're diabetic, and it's hard to sleep when you have PCOS and when you have combinations of other things going on in your body, you know, and you're stressed. Sometimes that can be harder and you can't sleep well. So do your best, and I'll be back in like probably a week or two. And I'll let you know how it's going and how much weight I lose. And like I said, I'm just, doing a basic low-carb, high-fat diet. And just not eating junk, you know? I mean, I was eating stuff that I was eating back when I was a teenager. And if any of you guys are younger and you're struggling with your PCOS and you're struggling with, you know, diabetes and stuff, try to just use some constructive criticism here. Because I know when I was younger, I didn't always listen to somebody a little bit older, but kind of try to prevent your PCOS from getting worse or your diabetes or HS or anything just by eating well, getting enough sleep, and, you know, trying to take care of yourself the best you can. So, you know, I hope you guys have a good one, and, you know, you keep taking care of yourself, and you keep doing what you gotta do, and I'm gonna do what I gotta do, and I'll be back soon, and I appreciate you guys. You take care, and Mama Susie signing out. Bye-bye.